sure it's working.
Okay. On
short-term
rentals, and this is by my granddaughter. She works for
I'm just going to open
Vermont,
the meeting here. So
Vermont,
7:34.
Yeah, I'm
7:34. It's Thursday, December 10th, 7:34, and we are starting the planning commission meeting. Today I'm going here, and we've got an attendance. We've got Vince Foy, Rob Balavay, Judy Corso, David Kyle, and Allison Despatchy. And thank you guys all for being here. Rob?
Yeah.
It is official. It's your last one. Yeah. It's kind of
There's
crazy.
Always beginnings.
I know, you've been, I know, but you've been here for so long.
And I'm not been, dying and disappearing.
No, I know. Hopefully we won't have to harass you too much. I know you have a lot of info and experience, so...
Yeah,
it looked like you had officially submitted.
Yeah, I did with, but Audrey asked me. To
yes,
submit that right. So I sent her.
Yeah, good. So.
So, the end of the year, so.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah. I know,
here we are.
It's already here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, and so I just, you guys obviously all can see the agenda, or we don't have it here. Any changes that you guys wanted to make, or any suggestions there? Obviously, we'll have to scratch Kate unless she shows up.
Yeah.
We can see if she wants to do that in the new year. Is that good with everyone, obviously?
Yeah.
Okay. And anything else? Okay. All right. And then, so we'll wait on the October minutes. And if Kate doesn't get to them, I can go back in and listen to the recording. And I'll just put those together so that they're not too delayed. But I'll try to check in with her and see what's going on. And then we have the, I don't know if we've had a chance, but the November minutes that I just put together. So I don't know if you guys had a chance.
But I had one clarification, I guess.
Yeah.
But under a review, a brief review of goals and thoughts, it's actually, it isn't just to homes, it's foreign buildings or other buildings.
Where
it's all
I,
buildings.
Do? Oh,
even
at
a home.
Correctly.
So I would say.
Oh, the historical.
Historical building.
Building record.
Yeah. That's all.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Oh, and maybe you could clarify, because I think I brought up that the goal is to get a classification of degrees of value of historical preservation.
Okay.
Of buildings. So, because the zoning administrator, I asked her, what is it that you would need if you had an application in front of you for demolition or upgrade of a building?
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the design control district. And if it was of value historically, what would you mean? So I kind of like to get kind of a classification of what is a unique design and what is just normal, just bulldoze it, you know.
So kind of thing.
And that would be the goal of this
chapter.
So I don't know how to...
Said that the goal would to develop a classification. Of degrees of value
in coordination with the State Office of Preservation,
and specifically degrees of value of.
I don't know. Value is the word.
Okay.
Degrees of importance.
Degrees of historical.
Historical
significance.
Significance.
There you go.
Develop a classification of historical significance of buildings, of the historical significance of
buildings.
Okay. And anywhere in particular or all through the
state? Well, there's a 5-volume
right, I mean,
state.
Right.
Right. And those are the ones.
Okay.
So it's to confirm all the buildings in those 5 volumes, they exist still or not. And then it's to reach out to the state Office of Historic Preservation to see if we can get a very simple classification system.
Okay.
A, B, and C. Where the A.
So you're classifying the importance.
Historical importance.
Develop a classification of the historical importance or significance of buildings.
Significance
of buildings.
Towards what?
But we've had
zoning. Want to keep going with that? In order to, is it just a record in general?
Yeah, it will provide guidance for the zoning industry because we had a beautiful Greek revival demolished.
Right.
And there was no control.
Okay.
And it was such a shame because, even the columns might have been preservable.
So in order to provide the zoning administrator with a guideline.
Guidelines.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. So I can add that in there.
Other than that, it looks
good. The building. Anything else that people have on the minutes?
No, it looks good.
Okay. All right. So that's that. No public comment. We scratched the tape piece for this time. Okay, so then it brings us to the annual report. And obviously, I just took a stab at it and I'm totally open to any sort of revisions, suggestions.
Corrections.
Oh, yeah, please do. Yeah.
It was a great, few typos.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was good.
Okay.
On the fourth paragraph, let's make a connection between the enhanced energy plan. And kind of including the PUC in, because the whole reason for this was to get a position of substantial deference in front of the PUC.
Yes. It's, so you want me to add the public utility
piece
in there?
What is this? I was reading something.
Oh, no problem. This was the summary, Planning Commission 2024 summary to be submitted
to the town report.
For the town, the annual town report.
Yeah.
And so I had just thrown this together with wanting any feedback. Exactly, yes. Yeah. So basically, you would like to see.
Well, just to add, this offers the community a strong voice and a seat at the PUC. Table in future proposals. Or
at the table.
Public Utilities Commission.
In future proposals before the PUC.
Yes.
Brought before the Public Utilities Commission. Perfect.
Yeah, because that needs to be clarified.
Yep, I think we can read that.
And then there was down on 2-3. Six paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
With plans and hopes to open.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you see my note in the
May 2025.
Okay. May 2025. I'll put that. Anything else that you, I was seeking more input on that?
And then on the last line, visiting with amenities.
Those visiting.
We'll offer both of them a residence those visiting with amenities.
With
so maybe they should be commerce.
With floor and museum.
Thank you, Robert.
And although I understand entirely the last sentence, the fading flood pain maps.
It will be.
That too.
Okay. So it will include updating flood plain maps and reported.
Other than that, it looks good.
In
2025. The sentences.
That's why we can shift the whole last one.
The last sentence.
Oh, okay, got it.
Train station is located on Pitching Road.
Period.
And will.
Period.
It will offer amenities.
I like that.
Me too. This is what I mean. Thank you.
Danville residents and visitors.
And visitors.
com.
That's good.
It will say it again. We'll offer both. We'll amenities.
Offer amenities. Thank you. To both residents and visitors.
To both the residents and
common. Mm-hmm. And provides a pit stop to explore.
Perfect. We'll just move that so I can make sure I have it. The train station is located on Peacher Road along the Memorial Valley Rail Trail, period. It will offer both Danville residents and...
It will offer amenities
yes,
to
that
both.
Yes, I missed my little word. It will offer amenities to both Danville residents and visitors. And for comma, and provide a quick stop to explore and learn about our area's offerings.
Sure.
What do you have?
I don't know about pit stop. I would say,
Or we could just end it with, offer amenities to both Danville residents and visitors.
And a venue to explore and learn about our area's offerings.
Are you guys good with that?
It's important. A jumping off point or something.
Oh, yes.
I will go there and learn. Awesome.
Okay, so end of venue, we'll go with that word. And the venue, how did you want to do that? To learn about our area's offerings or to explore? What was that last one?
Or a venue to explore for learning about our area. I liked it.
For learning
it's clear.
About our area. Got it. Okay. I can do that. Any other thoughts?
Nothing substantive. The select board, one word or two?
Two, right?
Then you need to capitalize the B on the second line, not first sentence.
Yep.
Second line.
Oh, yes.
And just, is this because in the second paragraph, telecommunications, yeah, transportation, community resources, census, they're all capitalized.
Is that in the chapter?
Not, oh, I'm sorry, census in the next sentence. But is that, are those chapter headings? Is that what you're
yes.
Okay. All
yes.
Right. But energy use and planning is not a chapter.
Energy use and planning is not a chapter heading. So I can have to double check that one. Which I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, okay. I don't think so. That's fine. But I'm not positive. So I can check. And if so, I'll back it. Okay. That helps. Good. What else?
Thank you for not making that's right.
No, thank you guys
yeah.
for taking the time to go through and read it. I always have my little typo, especially when it's a late night mission.
Well, yeah,
I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to do this thing.
Whenever I do stuff late night.
I know, right? Read it in the morning.
Numbers never work.
No, don't do it. Right? Oh gosh, you got to go.
I've done it.
Okay, so thank you. We all feel solid on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what I probably will do... if it's okay, I'll just tomorrow type it up real quick, send it out. If anyone has a minute to look at it, to double check me, because I did tell Michelle that I would get that to her tomorrow. So I'll just try to pop it out in the morning if you guys can see if there's any glitches.
You're ready to ship everything off for printing, you
mean? It sounded like she wanted it. Yeah, she was ready for it. So, yeah. Okay, so that's perfect. So we did that. All right, so then...
We're zooming right through the agenda.
So, I know, yeah, excuse me. Okay, so this here I had sent out to you guys. Glenn put this together, which is just amazing amount of...
That spreadsheet?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did read it with a magnifying glass.
You can at least get a sense for where, like, the planning commission piece, so this is all recommended actions.
Yeah.
There wasn't an easy way to print it without tweaking everything, so Audrey printed it sort of as is. I think I might have to sort of reformat it so we could print it as a,
different.
How did you do that? Audrey was
directly from
it allowed you to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I was trying. No, Audrey was trying.
No, it didn't. It depends on whether you've got Excel.
Yeah, not. I do.
Okay.
So I don't have Excel. So I had to. Mm-hmm. I managed to do it on two pages by putting two pages on one page.
Okay, you guys figured that
out.
Oh,
I did it with Excel.
But you've got Excel.
All right. I need to borrow one and copy it.
But you have to use
magnifying.
Right.
I was looking. I thought I had
it's,
magnifying.
It's three pages.
Sorry.
Oh.
So.
It's really.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful.
It really is amazing.
Because we've never.
Yeah. It's incredible amount.
It seemed exhaustive.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
very thorough.
If you think about what we did, I mean, that was an amazing document.
Mm-hmm.
Putting that together.
It really was, yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
Giving dates, objectives, goals,
mm-hmm.
who's going to do what.
Yeah. And that's where
it's all on.
Rob, you took it to the next level and you even highlighted it in the Planning Commission piece. Was that you?
No. I got enough on my plate.
Okay.
That just happened on its own.
Yeah, maybe that.
Well, it was in there. Maybe it was Glenn.
Could have been Glenn.
Maybe it was Glenn. I think maybe it was.
Unless there's.
Because I didn't see that one. It was from her.
Yeah.
These are changes to.
These are aspirations.
Well, but it's. It grabs the information on the last page of every section.
Oh.
And it puts them into one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at a glance, therefore, you can have that is, what are we doing? How you know, are we behind? Who's getting behind the
right?
You know.
Have we moved forward?
Yeah.
And so what I'll do is I'll send it out again because what I was going to put out there, unless people had some,
but maybe you'll scan it.
Initial thoughts. Yeah, maybe you can just go.
No, you just have to use. Magnifying glasses.
Yeah, because basically what I was going to put out there, and I don't know where you guys are landing, is if we had some time to look at it and then just really sort of go through it in more detail in January. I know we're sort of wrapping up
now,
for the year, but.
It is reflecting the plan document.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been approved by the select
board. Mm-hmm.
So it's mainly a checklist to see where we are.
Yes, exactly.
At any one time.
Yeah, so that's where I just wanted us to be familiar with it if you hadn't seen it.
It's nice.
Yeah, and also I'll make a copy, but I didn't know if you guys had thoughts or comments or anything that sort of stands out to you, and then we can revisit. My intention was to revisit in January unless people felt differently.
Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted you guys to know it existed. It had been put together by Glenn, so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I actually read through it, but then I didn't. Print it off or anything. So I guess
I'll make a copy for all of us because I'm more of a hard copy person. So if you guys want a copy, I can make it. It's also
You know, especially with something like that, it's you read it once, you know, through an email. Well, then you know you need to go back to it. You need to revisit it hard copy so you can kind of
Really be neat is to have it enlarged on one document on the wall. In this room.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
So everybody can see.
But I feel the same with you guys. So the more we sort of keep an eye on it and revisit it and just get comfortable and familiar with it. So that's where I just wanted to put it out.
I'll let you have that one.
Sorry. Well, I'll even just make a copy and give it back to you for your record if you want.
Oh, no, it's okay. I know.
Okay.
That one.
Okay. Yeah, so any thoughts on that in particular?
How is this to be used? Like, in a nitty gritty.
It's sort of guidance for action.
Yeah,
you know, select board does this, planning commission should be working on this.
Who says what to whom, and like, what kind of conversations result from this, or like, how?
I think that's really up to us.
It's up to us?
I think it's for the planning commission action, you know?
It's like we get uppity and say,
you're not doing it.
You approved.
I mean, as a planning commission. I'm not going there with the select board. I meant more as a planning commission action.
You have to take it as action.
Right. If you want to go there, feel free. Well,
all these things say, the ones that say planning commission, we worry about the most.
Right.
Right.
That's what I focused on when I read it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's something in here that's important for us to be able to do our job. Somebody else has to do something, and it's perfectly appropriate for us, yes, to poke them in the ribs.
Exactly.
Say, look what you said you'd do.
Right.
Did they say they would do?
Well, they approved.
They approved the plan.
The select board
and I
approval of the town.
Right. Plan.
Including the action.
Well, they could always push back.
Commitment.
Right.
Yes, it does.
Each. If Mr. X and Ms. Y are named, and they, what if they were not in the room or they didn't have a vote? Like, what if, did we in any case name an action or a new initiative to be taken by someone who is not on the select board?
Sure. In fact, the majority of
but they answer to the select
are in the future.
Okay. All
right. And there'd probably be some different opinion on
that. I understand talking to Glenn or somebody in the select board that their objective is to review this quarterly.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're all sort of on the same page
there
with some goals.
About agenda quarterly.
Yeah.
That was my understanding.
If it's not the select board, then there are people who answer to the select board or are appointed by the select board. Or
as are we.
Right.
Actually.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we need to hold our own feet.
Yep. And that's why it's here.
But ultimately, it's really the select board that holds.
They might be poking. Both ways. Might go both ways.
Participants. Including themselves, I'd say.
And I think that that's where if we sort of really keep it in the forefront and revisit so we just know, it'll help guide some action.
Well, it would be good for us to have it quarterly on her, too.
Yeah, we need to do, definitely. And that's where I figured, so maybe what I'll do before we all leave is just make a copy if you guys want a hard copy.
Yeah.
People can revisit it.
Yeah.
And then we can revisit it.
I mean, I haven't seen that, but it looks relatively good.
I can print it off on a larger size paper.
Audrey mentioned all of that, but when we were talking, I said to her, I wouldn't even worry about that right now. They've got it in the email, and then she won't mind at all. She offered to do it on larger paper if that would help us all out. So I think that might be good just for even reading. That's struggle.
Well, actually,
even that, it looks pretty small.
It's very much.
You can get one that is this.
Exactly. I'll have Audrey do that for us, and then we can revisit in January. But I think it was just good to know that it's all right there. Good reminders. Obviously, a lot of time and energy. You guys were all involved in that. Putting that town plan piece together. So.
Yeah, who put that together, Glenn?
Glenn, of course. Yeah. Really amazing.
He does.
Okay. So any other thoughts on that piece besides it exists and we should revisit
besides,
it?
Besides, we'll get it so we can see it better.
Yeah, exactly.
Go back to it.
Yeah.
No, it seemed very comprehensive.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And we can just see sort of priority-wise and what's evolving and what we think should happen. So
I want to go back to what Rob was talking about first. So establishing a hierarchy or a list, some sort of classification system for to aid the, like, I don't know, the zoning
administrator.
Who? What's the remaining? You're leaving this group.
But
are
I'm
you doing that work?
Yeah, I plan to be involved as a citizen.
Okay.
And because I've got the concept.
Yeah.
And I've also discussed it. But in understanding what he needs. Now, the problem is this 5-volume set, I need a map for all of the buildings in that set. A lot of them may not exist. Burned down, demolished, fallen down.
Right.
But I plan to drive around. Actually, that's a good plus. But that would be a good start. Mm-hmm. But to look at the unique qualities of each and to confirm what's in these books, because there's 5 volumes. It's about that much.
Yeah.
It was done in the 1990s by the State Office of Historic
Preservation. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So is there
it's got descriptions.
Addresses?
Yeah, addresses, descriptions of buildings, any unique things. It's
and you've got the background. You've got the background to be able to do that.
Yeah. Now, the man who was with the State Division Department desk, whatever it is, I think he resigned and he's moved on. I think he's moved on to a related state. But he was, I began to have a discussion with him. I would like to continue that, so I don't know if I, you know, if I would be stepping on toes. You never know with bureaucracy.
Right.
So that was something generated by the state, not the town level.
And I think it was requested by the town or the state. I think it was done all over the state.
Okay. Do they have any plan to update their own work?
Not that anybody knows. This is in the early 90s, so it's quite a while ago. And it's all got black and white pictures of all the buildings and the approximate dates and all that kind
of stuff. Well, somebody did a lot of work, a lot of legwork. Well, they must have gone to the town clerk records and stuff and get some ages.
Yeah, they probably spent months.
And I know you've mentioned this just as a priority and interest and wanting to update.
Well, it just really bothered me. Yes. I mean, that's the one thing.
I know.
There's this one little beautiful little house. Mm-hmm. There's a Greek revival, and it's been replaced by Black Box.
Mm-hmm. So you will keep us posted forward and offer some updates? Okay. All right. That would be awesome. Any other questions you have for him on that one?
Yeah. I mean, if you refine the list and somehow publish it,
you
see that.
I think it would be just adding a page at the beginning of the volumes, the kind of updates status.
Yeah.
And then eventually classification. That process of classification will have to be worked out with still. Because it would perhaps be used, in other jurisdictions, maybe too. That would be a model.
Exactly.
For them to follow.
Well, they must have criteria that rank stuff by.
Right.
And do you have a sense for how many are in Danville? Do you already know that? I know you said some may
be. I drove over a lot of back roads with Dr. Zabrowski and his campaign. And it's amazing, the buildings now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. So, but I know that there's a lot that have disappeared.
Right.
That are empty holes.
So there's a lot to learn
from it.
Yeah.
So I really, I think a good start to look at the Google Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And sure. Get that.
It's there.
Yeah. And, what are the minimum criteria for it? What are you talking about? We're talking about historically significant.
Now, for example, there's a lot of farm buildings.
I live in one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
It's built in 1820.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
And
passed through families that have famous names.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you do too.
And you do too. Mm-hmm. And the Joyce are here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, our house is not original.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah.
Okay. And everything sags. Did you know wood sags all the time?
Oh, of course.
Hi, Jimmy.
Well, the very interesting thing is down at the train station.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Is that time or workmanship?
Time.
Gravity.
Gravity.
I mean, I understand that happened, but I didn't know.
Wood is a flexible thing.
I didn't know if you thought workmanship was solid at one point.
Well, what they had planned to do in the beginning was to pour or to lift up the train station and to pour concrete walls. And but I said to them, I said, did you know that it's been a couple hundred years or whatever where this wood has settled to fit the rocks?
Right.
When you remove the rocks, you won't find a straight line, a level line, a plumb line.
Right. And what's that wood going to do?
And what's the wood going to do? Exactly. You're going to have to shim and everything else.
Good call.
You know?
Good call.
And I said,
wait 100 years, and it'll acclimate to whatever the new foundation is.
Right.
Well, that's true, too. But it's just that,
process,
you know,
right?
it's crazy because
it's hard to straighten stuff out.
That's what wood does.
I bet you before, like, when you get near the exterior walls, I mean, it's like
the marbles would roll.
Well,
we've lifted farmhouses just like that.
Oh, wow, it literally is.
I mean, over 4 feet, it'll rise. Like, you feel that.
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. But you learn to live with it. I mean, in the brick house, I grew up in the brick house.
It's character.
But it was interesting back when Michelle began her job. It's been recording.
Yes, yes.
Michelle called the contractor to the station and asked him to look at the structure of the town hall for us. There's something wrong. And she also reached out to me.
Is it wrong?
And I came, looked at him, said, Michelle, it's about a soul. This is just building. I said, this is an old building. You have to explain. And the contractor said exactly the same thing.
Oh, yeah. You don't know it. Move on.
But depending on your back,
she was sitting in her rolling chair and kept talking.
Right. That's so funny. You're like holding yourself to see your
work. So was the foundation like a Sisyphean field stone?
It was upgraded or it was strengthened or whatever. Yeah. By Mike Walsh, about 20 years ago,
something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know much about historic preservation or how it's used or useful. It's a carrot and a stick thing, right?
It is. It's not about, well, with the zoning industry, actually in the zoning bylaws.
Of this town?
Yes.
Currently?
Design control district.
Yeah.
Or is it called design control district? I always forget. It does include restrictions, but in there, and it relates to the plan.
So that's in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but all he needs to know is which are the ones that relate to those words. But, you know,
so if he gets permits submitted for restoration or
he
something,
had a place to go.
This project down here was before any of those restrictions. Mm-hmm. It was a vague statement in the plan that
we encourage,
retention
of old buildings or something.
And that's
so that became stronger after that situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot stronger now in the bylaws.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was it.
But we need to have it's more the validity of what exactly are our historic resources and which are the ones that are valuable to save. I mean, would you demolish this building? you know, is in the way of a box store.
So that's a good question. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see where that evolves to, and if then situations present where something needs to happen that really shifts it, and how that process would happen with Weaver.
Yeah, I think the zoning bylaws, the zones, all of that will need to work together once we get them.
Right.
Because this is just the first step in
right.
the process.
Right, you're looking at it. Any other questions for Rob on that? Okay. All right, so you'll keep us in the loop, it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see that.
And the other thing I just wanted to, if you guys don't mind, just wanted to revisit that in the summary update for the annual report that we would be shifting around. I just had a thought, and I don't know what you guys feel about this. Jeff Peckett.
Yeah.
Peckett. Obviously had been on the planning commission for quite some time. Glenn, obviously, as well, doing a lot of work. Yourself, obviously, here doing a lot of work. Do you guys feel it would be appropriate to put a sentence in there just thanking the three individuals, Jeff, Glenn, Rob, for their work and service?
For the people who
retired.
Yeah.
And also, I like
of course, thank you.
Because he's the one who's been heading up the train station.
Yes, okay.
He's my boss.
Yes, got it. So are you open to me just popping a sentence or so in there?
I guess. Okay. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Everybody else is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you, Rob. And everybody else.
Yeah.
For all that work, definitely.
Ooh, Rob, Glenn, Mike, who else?
Michael. Yeah.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how to say it, but I'll look that up.
French.
Okay. So I'll add that. It seems like we're all on the same page there. And then just back to the agenda. The last piece that I had, unless you guys have something different, was I just wanted to let you all know when Rob and I were there, and I did email you just about the NPDA, the Regional Planning Commission, and we met with them to go through the town plan and the enhanced energy plan, and they were really, really impressed and incredibly just thought it was a lot of good work. And I know you worked a lot specifically on that, but also on the enhanced energy plan. So I just wanted to thank you. They were thought it was really well done, and I'm so happy that it offers us that substantial deference. For anything that might come along. Mm-hmm. And, so to all of you guys who were working on the town plan, I know I jumped in sort of the middle of that.
Did they have any changes?
They do, and that's in, not required, but they had some just thoughts and recommendations, and I have. Yeah, it's Allison Lowe did a good minutes report for the MBDA. So I'll send that out to you guys so you can see. What went on there? There wasn't anything
to be
tremendous.
Considered by us in the future.
Exactly. Yeah, like in the next update. Which
well, goes, like, they're going to update maps.
They're doing a map update, which we'll have to wait for any mapping that we do.
Yeah.
And Allison Lowe was going to, she had agreed, and I had asked you guys about this, if she could just come in the beginning of the year once the maps are closer and she can check in with us on the intention of the maps and how they can be useful, et cetera. So there's that piece. And then with regards to the town plan, just the ideas they had offered there, we have note of. So I'll share that with you guys too.
Mm-hmm.
So we can keep it in mind for the next update.
Yeah.
Which it seems like it has to, by law, happen, you know, every, I think it's 8 years.
Eight.
But then it seemed like Glenn, and I don't know if you guys were on the same page, were really, people were hoping that it could happen.
Leapfrog.
Yeah. But, so it's less work staying on top of it, et cetera, versus waiting. So
yeah, I think that the other new steps for the zone will be the investigation of the short-term rentals of planned unit developments or cluster housing, capacity of the waste treatment infrastructure.
And,
you know, that's the next step.
Exactly. And that just reminded me, and I apologize, that I didn't ask about minutes, so I'm sort of just assuming I do the minutes.
Sure, you're doing a good job.
But I forgot to talk about that.
You have access to the
report. Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I was thinking. Just as you're saying those important pieces, Rob, it just bothered my mind. I should be writing that. Okay. So
that was a scary short list you just made. That's a lot of work.
But each of those is
a lot more. Wants to say, actually, step one is the sewage.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like,
and that may be
intelligently.
That isn't really under our control.
No, but we need to be conversant.
Well, it's on the select board's list.
It is.
It's planning in progress for 2027. Larger dates is December end of 2020. So they're working on that wastewater treatment plan.
Yeah. But it might be good if you were in on a meeting where they were discussing.
I can check in with Glenn about that.
So that all of you know what the issues are.
Right.
And but really, if the plan is, I'm assuming the plan is upgrading some capacity, that sort of thing. In the meantime, there's nothing that we really have to do. It's really a matter of, if somebody wants to build in the village, then they've got to get hookup approval, and that's just part of their process. And if they can't get it because there's no capacity, they can't get it.
This by looks at, the zoning bylaws and as they pertain to the village, right? And I have no interest in presenting to anyone a recommendation that these constraints be changed, that we encourage this type of construction here and not here, and have the first person who knows a lot about this infrastructure say, you people obviously didn't do your homework with respect to whether or not that's even feasible. We're not going to do that.
Ouch.
The DRB, wouldn't that be more in their realm, what that might present to them if someone comes forward?
Not the development. They have to stick strictly with the bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
What is the approved bylaws? Mm-hmm. So they have to work with what is it. But our group here looks at what are the future bylaws.
Right.
What are the revisions and changes?
Yeah.
So they really can't go beyond it, which is what are these?
I just meant more so, and maybe I misunderstood you, David, is that if a situation was to present where someone wanted to build, and obviously we knew that the capacity wasn't there, like who was going to...
The DRB must know that.
That's already in place. You can't... You're not going to successfully get all the permits.
Oh, no, I know that for sure.
If the system can't.
Then what I was misunderstanding was what you were just trying to say in response
unfortunately, I don't know all the right words, but we are going to look at this town and the maps and the overlays or whatever it's called, which have constraints and requirements associated with it. Towards our aspirations of encouraging affordable housing,
right?
And,
of course,
all
of course.
Like,
okay,
that's complex and important work.
Mm-hmm.
But anything we say has to be plausible and achievable,
right? Okay.
Because the infrastructure needs to be
in place,
or people who are responsible for proposing changes to that infrastructure need to be in the room, talking to us, to a stream of information, certainly beginning with them telling us what the heck is the status quo,
right?
What are the immediate plans? What if we were interested in making changes X, Y, and Z, would that conflict with what folks are planning in terms of this short-term plans for renovations and upgrades to the infrastructure. Okay. I mean, it's just, it all
happens. No, and that to me was like a given. I just wanted to make sure that I was understanding what you were saying. And you were like, we won't, you know, we won't do that.
Maybe so. It starts with us inviting. You tell me, who has to, someone come in here and educate five of us on the infrastructure constraints relating to zoning in, what's the expression, the village we call it?
The core.
This area that's served.
Yeah, the village core.
The village core.
Yeah, and that's where I've been on that same page of wanting to get information, like have Allison come in to gather this information that will help guide us. So I think what I could do is talk to Glenn. He seems to be pretty tuned into, like you're talking specifically about the sewage.
Who's in charge of that?
Because if he can direct me, then I could definitely have him come talk.
He's been involved, but I don't know what his position is. But I don't think there is.
He's been Parker for years and years.
Well, I don't think there's any one individual who's actually in charge of.
Or just a select board thing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking too, but I will double check that.
So you used to have one, you know, Stump Parker used to really manage it.
Yeah, doesn't it need management?
Yeah.
We're talking about the wastewater?
Yes.
So,
yeah, I got about.
These things are managed.
Three guys.
There are pumps, there are standard treatments.
So then it sounds like, and let me know otherwise, that right now we just need to figure out where they're at in that process, because we know it needs to happen, and we need to have more information about
the
steps and and the costs and all of those pieces.
Does anybody that could be serviced or in the region to be serviced by municipal have their own septic systems in these village tours areas?
Like, are any other towns you're saying?
No, in Danville. Like, is anybody that's in the area that could be hooked up? Not hooked up because they could have
their
own?
There must be, but I don't.
Why?
Because my feeling is that there'll have to be some level of septic systems designed unrelated to the sewage system to handle more growth. Assuming you can perk and do, you know, normal septic systems.
I thought
you were going the other direction, which is if we're going to spend $40 million, we're going to require you to hook up.
Well, yeah. I mean, so you want it full capacity. But I mean, in the event that there's a serious limitation going forward, that there would be some emphasis on just in-ground septic systems.
Doesn't take a lot of real estate. Right. Engineer
and even common ones. I mean, you know, it's going to be more common to have common ones that are related to cluster housing. So the individual ones are probably not super appropriate in that setting, but something, you know, handling more than one unit.
The
cost is so expensive to single systems are really expensive.
So I think it would be obviously good for us to just see where the whole situation is landing and what sort of steps are, if there's any steps in place.
Because you wouldn't think we would want to be confined by, you know, a really small-scale sewage treatment plant for infill in the village areas. It seems like we might have to have a plan B there. It may not be enough.
One problem is our geology.
Yeah, I mean, you have to obviously have the soil type, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're really lucky, but I mean, the soil types can be pretty good in Danville, so it's not everywhere, but if it's deep loam, it's going to perk good. So.
Yeah. Okay, so I will prioritize.
Or have an engineer bring it in.
Sure.
Which is my.
She, you're in the process of it?
No, it was when she moved.
She had to do it? You know who looks like they had to do it also? I mean, I can kind of see this stuff. Keith, you know, the Gadfees just sold their family home. It looks like they put a mound system in immediately.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been a failed septic.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that? But there's a mound. You know, they're kind of ugly. It's a mound. Yeah, and there it was
is. Oh, I have one of those.
So probably what happened, because
you there you go. That's a perfect idea. That's a perfect
idea. But it had to serve, you know, we have two structures on it.
Going into right? one.
And it had, it was, with, so the information she was being given is that she would not be able to rent a rental if it, unless it was tied into a system. And that the system had to be made. So.
That's a state, yeah, that's a state statute.
Yeah, that's too.
But when you have a parcel like that that was unsubdividable, I don't think the state plans would be in effect for something like that. That would be more like investigating it as part of buying a property and probably driven by bank mortgaging.
Yeah.
That they're like, you need to do this.
Right. You're not going to get the money.
Because when you subdivide, like when we subdivided Caucus, you know, Morrill's old house, that triggers septic review no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you have an existing system that works. In our case, all we had to do was define a secondary leach field site, which is a requirement for the state.
Yeah.
We didn't have to hook it up.
Here's the plan.
It's the plan, and it went with the transfer of the house.
That's
right. So a place like this down here probably didn't even have to go to that level. That's more like, this isn't working. and as part of, you know, because banks are all about that. They don't, you know, lend money unless it's
solid.
A solid system, a secondary system. But anyway, I thought, I mean, that's how tenuous some of these systems can be. Or they're just, they predate really good construction. Morrill's just put, it wasn't that great or anything. They just ran tiles into the big field. Just boom. No, I mean, that's not a leach field. It was just a... And of course, those don't work. That, you know, I mean, it worked for years, but then it didn't work.
The house is like before the 1950s. I'll just say, didn't even have a leach field.
No, they were
had a giant ass well.
No, we had a dry well. When we bought the farm, it was a dry well.
So I'm going to
lift over to the road.
If you don't mind me jumping in here, it's good conversation. But I'm just going to make a note to reach out to Glenn and see if he can direct.
Well, it'd be kind of interesting to see.
We need to know
at some point
because it does impact everything. As you're saying, like that's really a big priority for any sort of other planning or updates or whatnot. So
I didn't think water was so much of an issue, but somebody told me the other day that the chlorine system was all screwed up and it was all super chlorinated. Did you hear that?
Danieltown water.
It has been chlorinated for 2 months. It's no longer chlorinated. They had to do a scrub of one of the tanks or some water or something, part of the system, stirred up stuff. Okay. And so they got a bad test.
Oh, so they
and
did.
So the state required them to chlorinate for 2 months.
So they don't normally chlorinate the Danville.
Oh, not at all.
That's amazing.
Well, that's what I thought.
I didn't know that.
No, it's a beautiful.
It's got a lot of lime.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. Water.
Oh, cool.
That's why I was confused because I thought it was super high quality.
It is.
And then people were complaining, which means that it was a remedial thing, is what you're saying.
Yes. A remedial and temporary, but they should have thought to give a little warning.
Because people all of a sudden, were concerned.
Boom, and it was awful.
Yeah.
And we
is it done? Are the 2 months done? Oh, good.
It's done. It's done. But, I mean, we ring in gallons of, you know, drinking water.
For drinking water.
Well, we didn't have to purchase. We got it.
Oh, yeah, some springs.
We travel with water. I'm so much of a water snob. We bring our water.
Normally, the water in town is fantastic.
That doesn't seem to be a limiting factor in town. Maybe the delivery system is limiting, but not the... Because they have good water.
Did they retest all as well?
Oh, well, so, yes.
Oh, good,
everything's
good.
Fine. And normally they never get bad tests.
Okay.
It's just with something associated.
Like scrubbing or the cleaning. Does anybody know they're not obviously at capacity with water in a way that they are with septic? We don't know.
I can ask.
I think there's plenty of water. It's probably more distribution.
Janice is across the street.
Oh, perfect.
She goes up every week and gets the water.
Okay.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. Yeah, because she commented, just put up a number sign at the end of my son's driveway. There's nothing there, just a driveway. But she noticed because she has to drive by there.
Yeah, you can ask that. I'd be curious to know just water coming in and then things
going out very well. One other question related to that is what do you do with an accessory dwelling? Which is kind of what you have. Mm-hmm. You're like, in a way.
Right.
Yeah. It's but a small mother-in-law. She's like,
yeah.
Right.
That needs to have its own septic as well.
Yeah, that's
or
that's
tied
what
in.
You I'm,
or tied in.
Our Robin's experience would say yes, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I don't know who actually said what to.
I see.
Right.
That was just her response was to go ahead.
And there has been some sort of changes in all of that too with outhouses and.
It's just amazing because my first big house that I designed was for myself over in Colchester. Back in those days, you went to the Cooperative Extension Service, you got a pamphlet, and you laid out your leach field and your whole system. You know, and it would probably work for years. Yeah, now you need everything. I know.
It was just
amazing back in the day, like you say.
Yeah. Well, no, not to build it, but to get the design. It's just a
It's not super bad.
For some, though.
Yeah, it is not.
Yeah.
No, that was back in the 1970s.
But, you know, and it seems like it's could be considered overreach, but when you think about the contamination that can result
as you get denser,
from
society
you realize you
regulates human
and,
waste.
Yes.
And it's not just working. You know, we hired Philo.
That's where a lot of infectious disease came from.
When they dig a trench, they're not just looking for perking and water withdrawal. They can actually see level. They can see historical levels of where the groundwater goes in the soil profile.
Yeah.
That's the other thing they're looking at. So you can be dry as a bone. So sometimes you're really dry. But they're still looking for where that, how high that groundwater will go, and they have to document that.
Oh, it's a science. It's a total
science. And that's part of whether you have to have a mound system or not.
Yeah.
And, right. So, in other words, you can perk, but that's not the only thing that gets you through the system.
No, when you fail the perk, that's when you have to call the civil engineer.
Yeah. But when they're actually doing the secondary site that they were even going to construct, he was looking at the soil horizon, and they can tell high the groundwater will come up into the soil, which then determines whether you need a mound system, even if the water's perking at that particular point in time.
So I think then, are we good?
We're good with that.
Okay.
Yes. We're right along.
Yeah. So I think otherwise, that was the last thing that I think we kind of launched off into an important topic, which sounds like we'll get more feedback on.
Yeah.
I'll dig into that so we have some info for January. And then the last piece, just again, thank you guys for all the work you did again, just on the sound plan. They were super impressed. I'll send out the agenda minutes from Allison Lowe, like I said, just so you guys can see what went on in that meeting. And I think
what was the flavor of their comments, their recommendations? Was it to bring it more in line with the regional plan?
Yeah, it was more so, there wasn't too much that they had to really add. Yeah, it was mostly they were really impressed with the work that was done overall, like the floodplain sort of piece involved, or the wetland piece involved, yeah.
There's just one little area.
Right. And then, happy with me, has anything? Thanks. I have to check my notes.
Okay.
Michelle, do that for January.
There wasn't any clear.
There was anything dramatic.
Omissions. Yes,
no. And obviously everything was approved, so that was great. Okay.
What, was Kate going to talk about the train station or just planning stuff?
Well, you spoke to Kate about it.
Yeah, I was hoping just to get her to talk about the grant piece, the train station piece, just her experience through the time on the grant.
Because she's
done
all the grant stuff.
She's
there,
done all that.
Yeah.
Especially in thinking
about...
And
we hired...
But you're more onto the actual
stage of
construction.
You know, Dan,
that's about the train station. What Kate was going to talk about is kind of more about planning commission.
It's her work. But I think we're good. Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah. Was there any changes in the last month on the train station?
Well, I've forgotten what I.
You were waiting for maybe to sign.
don't mind, I'm going to close the meeting and then you guys, if you want to, because I think we're good. We're sort of moving on to other pieces. If everyone's got consensus on that and it's good.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'll close it. And the time is, we're wrapping up for our last
meeting
of the year.
No
big change. Thank you.
No, just on the schedule.
The third weekend.